You want to talk about it?
My mom wants us to leave everything behind.
Sometimes it is the only way to move forward.
Just another movie night.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. We are just another movie night. Jeez. And I
am starting out strong.
I know, right?
You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around. I love you. That's all I'm trying to say.
I'm just going to say that over there is my better half, Joe.
Better? No, not better.
Better half.
Other. I'm the other half. I'm like, not better.
I disagree.
You're way better than me.
Oh, geez. My name's Scott, by the way, everybody. We are doing before and after reviews where we go see a brand new movie in the theater and give our thoughts, spoiler-free, before and after.
Yeah.
Yeah. Raw thoughts.
Raw.
Given our instant thoughts. And right now, we are going to discuss the Joe's love of the Karate Kid franchise.
Yeah, man. This runs deep. This runs long and deep. At the risk of sounding really sexual.
Oh.
But sorry.
Wow.
I mean, it did. Sorry. I didn't mean that. But yeah, it definitely Kinky runs bitch. A long time. Yeah, I am. But Ralph Macchio. I love Ralph Macchio. I've always loved him from minute one.
Crush.
80s nostalgia crush. And I'm really stoked to see this because also we have Jackie Chan.
Yeah, tonight we are seeing the brand new Karate Kid film called Legacy. It is directed by Jonathan Entwistle, who worked on a couple things on Netflix. One and got canceled very... it was short-lived. It got canceled too quickly. A lot of people were very upset with it. It was called I'm Not Okay With This. And then the other thing he did on there was I Don't Belong in This Fucking World or something like that. I think that's the name.
I Don't Feel at Home in This World? Is that the right one?
Not that one. I always get that confused.
Is there a movie title with F in the...
Yes.
Oh, there is?
They blank it out, of course. It's just like that Kevin show that I watched as well. Also had that title. Yeah, he, I wanted to see that show for a while. It's like a miniseries.
Oh.
And I know why you're saying that, because I also get very confused with that project, with a movie that had Elijah Wood in it, which is a very, very similar title.
Yeah, that's the one.
You're right. Now, I'm
not at home in this world.
Yeah, this one is called The End of the Fucking World.
The End of the Fucking World.
Which I've wanted to watch for a long time. And, yeah, that's the only things that I know he's worked on. I haven't seen either one, but I know that he is kind of get shafted in the world of these shows that he's done because they get short-lived or not seen enough. So that's interesting that he's working on this project. Now, the sad part about it really to me is that the worry comes in with the scriptwriter, who is Rob Lieber, who worked on Peter Rabbit. So it's not the best connection of two different workers to me. I'm very intrigued in seeing how this will clash. It's also a very weird resurrection reboot thing that they're doing here. There's something going on with the Karate Kid franchise where they are able to keep resurrecting it giving it longevity. And I think that what was really interesting is, they didn't go when they did the last movie, they didn't go that route of calling those characters. They made it its own thing.
Right.
But called it the Karate Kid, which has always confused me because he doesn't use karate.
No.
Jackie Chan uses kung fu.
Yeah.
Am I correct in this?
I think you are.
And so I've always been confused by what that movie was doing.
Hmm.
So bringing them all together for this film is really interesting thing. You would think that they couldn't do something like that. We're living in a time where movies are doing some unique things by bringing franchises together, keeping them like a legacy sequel. And I think that's really intriguing. I always love seeing how it works out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm once again intrigued here. I also wonder if the show will be referenced at all.
I hope so. I hope it is, because it's a thing that happened, you know? It's a thing that happened, and apparently, I want to say that Daniel LaRusso now lives in L.A. where he does on the show, because he has to go out to New York, according to the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing maybe they're going to pick up from there, because it looked like he was in his dojo.
Yeah, he's at his house.
Yeah.
Or is that a part of his house, or is that another place?
I think it's part of his house.
It is?
Yeah.
I felt like they had a house somewhere else.
Well, it's Miyagi's house and then Daniel's house. But I think he has a dojo that it's connected to his house.
I thought that was Miyagi's house.
Yeah, maybe that's Miyagi's house.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's Miyagi's house.
I think that dojo is at Miyagi's house. And
yeah, in the backyard. Duh.
Yeah,
because
that's what I'm saying.
That's where all the training was.
I don't think his house is there. Like, he didn't have his house
mental.
There. Definitely has two different locations that somehow, you know, he's funding.
Yeah.
He's got some money.
Well, yeah, he does. He's a budding car salesman. I mean, he's got a whole dealership and everything.
Yeah, I guess he's making the money.
You know what? Good for him.
Okay. I just wondering if there will be a cameo or anybody else besides Daniel. I wonder if his wife will come back. I wonder how they'll do this. I'm more intrigued in that, which is sad, because I find myself more intrigued of how they will keep this overlap. I feel very Creed. You know what I mean? That Creed avenue that we're going in.
Yeah, yeah, I understand. I will be happy if they pick like one of these couple people, like Chosen or Amanda.
Definitely
or even
Amanda
his daughter, favorites. Samantha. Even his daughter. But I want Johnny Lawrence out of this. Do not put Johnny Lawrence into this.
I want Johnny Lawrence legacy.
You know what? Johnny Lawrence can suck it, okay? He's been such an asshole in the last two seasons of Cobra Kai.
I'm going to say something now, and I guess this might be controversial to you.
No, I know what you're going to say. You think Johnny is better than Daniel.
No, I'm going to say that Cobra Kai was Johnny's show, and Daniel hijacked it.
How dare you?
It was Cobra Kai, not Miyagi-Do. You know what I'm saying?
It ended up being Miyagi-Do.
Which is weird to me. Like, I wanted to see Johnny's, you know, his journey. And we did, but it felt like it got very scattered into other journeys as well.
The journey of Johnny Lawrence. What's that? Sitting in a back alley drinking Coors Light and listening to Whitesnake?
He had a big arc. He had a big change.
You know what? Yeah, he did. Yes, that's correct. However, I got sick and tired of his shit towards the last two seasons. I was sick of his nonsense. He was acting like a little boy and it annoyed me. But we don't need Johnny Lawrence simply because we have another villain kid that is the Johnny Lawrence of this movie. I saw it in the trailer. What is his name? I don't know. Whatever. He's the boyfriend of one of the girls that
You mean the villain?
The villain. There's always a Johnny Lawrence in all these movies.
Yeah.
So we already have a Johnny Lawrence. We don't need the real Johnny Lawrence. But hey, if he steps in and makes a cameo and says, hey, I'm fine. But get out. Don't stay. Just get out. I think we got a newcomer here. So I'm kind of stoked about this because we never seen him before. He's cute as hell. And I think he's going to be a likable character. We also have Ming-Na Wen.
Yeah.
And I love her to bits.
Yeah. Not only do we have Jackie Chan and Daniel.
Yeah.
We have Chun-Li.
I knew you were going there. Nerd. But yeah.
You know, the day that Bison walked into her village, huh, was the most important day of her life. But for him, it was just Tuesday.
Oh my God.
So
you're the best. Look,
here's the thing. Moving away from the show, I do want to see how they kind of bring it over, because I feel like that show, Cobra Kai, was setting up some stuff with Daniel learning about Miyagi that I feel like might come into play here, which is a really clever thing that they might have set up in that show.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think it'd be interesting to see some of the people back, at least cameos or whatever. I definitely think his wife needs to be a part of this. And if she's not, I'll be a little shocked a little bit.
Yeah.
Because she's a great character as well.
I think Amanda's great.
She's really great. And I love that actress too, by the way. But I would like to see more of that. But I am intrigued to see how this new character evolves, how the world is going to be set up. I'm intrigued. This movie actually has me intrigued, but I know it's just going to be the same thing.
It's going to be the same premise. I mean, the kid relocates with his family.
New tournament.
Actually, I don't even think his father's in the picture. So it's his mom.
Yeah.
And he's relocating with his mom, just like Daniel did.
Lost his brother. I think the brother's the big thing here.
Okay. Yeah. That's going to be an arc. And then... Yeah. You know, then he doesn't have a father figure, same as Daniel. He gets bullied, same as Daniel. So it's going to be the same exact, you know, they're just refrying the egg.
Yeah. And I think it just really comes down to how clever that thing can be because, you know, once again, you got your big tournament. They got to fight in it for some reason to show the girl that he's strong. It's run its own trope, but I'm intrigued enough to, you know, I'll give it a shot. Of course, you know, I'm with it.
Well, yeah, she's the Allie character. So we have an Allie character. And I'm sure that we have, you know, the boys that are a-holes and pick on him along with the Johnny Lawrence character. And it's going to be the same exact thing, just, you know, recycled, repackaged, and put out. But
yeah,
I'm excited to see a newcomer here that isn't Jaden Smith because I can't stand that fucker.
Jeez.
Ugh,
all right.
It's on my nerves. But I just forget that movie ever happened. But well, then I can't.
Keep it positive.
All right. No, I'm just saying I forget it ever happened because Jackie Chan, you know, Jackie Chan's so great.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever. We're moving on from that. Wouldn't it be cool if Hilary Swank came in?
Well, I mean, they tried to get her in the show, which it didn't work out. And I would have liked to have seen her at least have a thing. Because she also, I mean, I feel like the whole world is like a whole cinematic universe of the Karate Kid now, which is fascinating. I wonder if Jackie Chan will even mention Jaden Smith.
I think they will. They're going to do a couple of callbacks. Yeah. I mean, I don't know who's producing this. I've had other
students before or something like that.
That's true. I mean, they might do a little callback, which is fun, but, you know, we don't need them in the movie. Don't throw just a reference.
So my question to you is, ranking the Karate Kid films.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, I think we agree that the worst is the next Karate Kid. Or is it the... Yeah, I think the next Karate Kid is probably the worst. Do we agree on this?
Yeah, it is the worst,
and then,
I think.
And then the second worst, maybe 3?
No, are you including the Jaden Smith?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Okay. No, I think it's decent. I like 3 better than the Jaden Smith movie.
I'll take the Jaden Smith movie over 3.
I like Mike Barnes. That fucking guy is a killer, man.
I can't do it.
I like Mike Barnes. Karate's bad boy.
I can't do his whole shop and with the bonsai tree. All right. I have a problem with 3. I think 3
is much better than Jaden Smith.
I still think it's decent, but I think that the Jaden Smith one wasn't that bad. I think Jackie Chan is a very smart pick. So I think I would go the next Karate Kid Part 3, Jaden Smith, and then 2 and 1.
I have to say it goes in order for me. 1, 2, 3, 4, and Jaden Smith. It does. It goes right in order for me.
Wow. So you like the next Karate Kid over the Jackie Chan one?
Yeah, I do.
Holy crap.
I do. I can't. That one just was too much for me. I just couldn't get into it. I don't know why.
I don't remember us hating it at all. That's funny. I definitely think that the Hilary Swank one, I just remember being like, what is this plot?
I don't remember the goddamn plot.
I know, exactly.
But I just remember not hating her.
I know she has a guy that gets picked on, so she beats the guys up to pick on him. They, like, burn his car or something. I just remember all these bad things about it.
You know what? I got to say, I have to rethink this now because it could go... Jaden Smith, then Hilary Swank.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't remember. I got to think this out. I don't recall. But
as a big Karate Kid fan, you needed to have this information ready.
You know what? How dare you? The Karate Kid is Daniel LaRusso, okay? Period. 1, 2, and 3. Tops. That's it. Don't try to tell me nothing.
You know, I sometimes I wonder if I like 2 better than 1.
Well, we like the Okinawa. Yeah.
I think I like it. I think there's a kind of like a cheesiness to it that I really enjoy.
Yeah.
You know, I really like Miyagi. I love that. Miyagi. Leave me. I just love all that. I love that. I also like the actress in the second one.
Oh, Kumiko. She's so cute.
I like a lot of it. I like the theme. I like the him like fish out of water. I like that a lot. I think that's a really fun second movie.
Yeah.
It also has a great opening that connects to the first one.
Yeah, it's got a good villain. We got Chosen, who ends up not being a villain later on, but yeah,
which is one of the best bring back characters ever. Okay, so where do you think this will fall?
It's definitely going to be better than the Hilary Swank and the Jaden Smith one. Okay. I'm kind of bitter. It upsets me when Daniel doesn't show up. We need Daniel. I need Daniel. That's it. But so, yeah, I think...
Do you like me to leave? Let you be alone a little bit here?
Hey, you know, he gave me a hug.
He did.
He did.
All of them.
Nobody could ever, ever take me away from you. And also, I got a hug from Johnny Lawrence, too.
Yep. Not John Kreese.
No, he shook my hand, though. He did. He was nice. Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
I got to take a picture with them. It was awesome. But anyway, so... Yeah. All right. So I think it's going to fall after 3 for me.
Okay.
I'm hoping.
I would figure it that you would have thought that way.
Yeah. They should have made Regal should have made a Ralph Macchio head.
Oh my God.
For the popcorn.
Like a severed head?
No, just like a bust, you know, like a bust with his like Miyagi headband on that he wears and like bonsai tree headband. And then like, you know, you open the top up and there's popcorn in there.
I think we have to cut our losses. Ooh, now.
You know what would have been amazing if they made his yellow car, his yellow convertible, into a popcorn bucket, you know?
Is that right?
Yeah, that'd be rad. I'm going to see myself out.
Let's go check this movie out.
You come to America. New rules. New school. No fighting. You make any friends?
Yeah, I did. One.
What's his name?
Mia?
You study karate or something?
Kung fu. Used to. I don't do any of that anymore.
Yeah, you're clearly over it.
In life, you have only one question. Is it worth fighting for it or not?
So we're just supposed to let him fight. So that he can end up like his brother.
So that he does not end up like his brother. Lee means to me what you meant to Sensei Miyagi. I want Lee to learn Miyagi karate.
I'm sorry, Mr. Han. I wish I could help you.
You will.
Let's make a karate kid.
You have a foundation of kung fu.
We're going to build upon that with karate.
Ancient way.
Miyagi way.
There's two of them.
Focus!
This represents the history between the two families. Two branches, one tree. This is why I came to train you. Remember what you're fighting for.
All right, we're back. We just saw the film after a very, very long power outage, and Joe refused to leave the theater until we got to see this movie.
Oh, they're going to have to drag me out with my freaking cold dead corpse.
So what was an hour and a half, hour and 40 minute movie turned into 3?
Yeah, well, you know, thank you for staying with me and enduring that. But I was hoping that it would come back on. And I was like, okay, it's going to come back on and it's going to be fine. We're going to get through this. It's going to be fine. I was not leaving this theater until I saw my movie. And oh boy, I'm happy I stayed.
Yeah,
because tell me all about it. Because I freaking loved it.
You're a trip.
I loved it. Yeah. I love everything about it.
You know, I will say that I was pleasantly surprised with how cute and fun it was and how likable all the characters were.
Yes.
This is one of those rare movies, though, that it's an hour and a half and it should have been a little longer because the plot was very thin.
Yeah, it was a thin plot. It was very easy. There's nothing, you know, same going in. We gave our synopsis. It was kind of like, you know, same thing that we were talking about earlier, but it just had a little bit extra because they threw in some extra characters here that I was not expecting, and it worked out to be really good. You know, Josh Jackson's in this,
yeah,
and you know, he very added something. He was really, really charming and adorable in this, and you know, his daughter in this movie was super, super cute. I just loved every single person in this movie. I thought everybody did a great job. I feel like Ming-Na didn't really have like a huge role. Yep. Nothing. She was just the mom.
Yep.
But ultimately, it was like, you know, it was about Lee and, you know, his journey and, you know, his recovering from certain trauma and stuff that he had in his life. And I really loved everything about this. It was so much fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you. I enjoyed a lot of it. I just think that it was a little too simple, a little too safe, and didn't go into building characters enough to, I mean, what they did, like with Joshua Jackson in particular, they really made a really good chemistry, a good plot, but we don't really know the connections between everybody else and him.
Right.
Like, Jackie Chan and him, I don't know. I really don't feel it. Like, I just feel like we're told that they're family and that's it.
Well, he is Ming-Na's uncle in the movie.
Yes.
She calls him uncle. I don't know if that's just like a respect or courtesy thing,
yeah,
you know, like a, but I'm guessing that. But we get a little bit explanation of how he knows Miyagi's family, but
it doesn't really, it's
very, very minute. It just goes like, you know, real quick, boom, boom, boom. Okay. On to the next.
Yeah.
So
we don't feel the connections there at all. Everything is extremely thin. The fact that this is even a Karate Kid film is very thin.
Mm-hmm.
It could have so easily dropped the Miyagi plot line.
Well, they needed that. They needed the Miyagi plotline because, you know, Daniel's karate was Miyagi's karate, and then Sensei Han, his kung fu was kung fu. So they combined the two.
But what I'm saying is, if it was dropped, you wouldn't have known a difference.
No,
if this was just something else, if it was called anything else,
yeah,
and it just dropped the entire Karate Kid plotline, it wouldn't really matter. The big problem with this film overall. It's fun and it all works and it connects, but it's only there is some kind of nostalgia thing. It starts with it, then it disappears for a very long time, then it comes back again and it's rushed. And I feel like these worlds needed to be a little more established, a little more walked in. There isn't, like, the villain plot line is it's just so extremely cliche.
Mm-hmm.
They're villains are villains and they're bad guys. I why are they bad guys? I don't care.
I don't know.
They're just bad guys.
They're just bad guys.
And
yeah,
even the whole premise of joining a tournament is on just because. Like, that literally the movie just goes, well, we have to do it.
Right.
And then some character actually says, you don't have to do this. And he's like, no, I have to do this. Why?
Yeah.
Like, not really. And the fact that people are going out of their way to, like, help it and get the characters together and have this whole training thing, it's very bizarre. Like, yeah, it's just like, it just happens and we have to go along with it. And the movie is, it knows that it has so much likability to characters and mm-hmm. things that are happening. And it's really, it's great at connecting the jokes and also making our main character very, very likable,
mm-hmm.
that it knows that it can ride on that. And that if anything that you're going to think is a negative, you're like, oh, but isn't this cute? Isn't he great?
Yeah.
Don't you like this character?
It's true. It puts your blinders on.
It does.
You know, if you go in thinking about all these things, yeah, it'll be like, oh, okay, well.
If you break it down, you just see the cracks. Yeah. But, and I will say that one of the strengths of the movie, the lead is the strength of the movie. And his chemistry with Joshua Jackson is great.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
I could have watched a movie about that.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite things about it is the embracing of Jackie Chan. This movie does a really good job. Our lead character fights in certain sequences by using anything around him, which is very Jackie Chan. And it's almost comedic fighting, which is one of the best elements in this movie. Yeah. Is there's an alleyway fight scene that's probably the best thing in the whole movie. Like the fight in fight, you know, in fight way, like in action way. It's probably the strongest moment. It's just really interesting, and it gives it a driving force to him connecting with Joshua Jackson, and I love everything about that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like getting to the tournament, though, it just is extremely thin. It's riding very, very in that, on the edge of that knife of being trying too hard and likable to the point where we're distracted. Distraction, and it's writing such a thin line on these, you know, these two things.
Yeah.
And I just think it's definitely tilting onto both sides constantly, where you're like, okay, we're moving on. And it's so crazy that this movie is as short as it is, because they could have tacked on. It's one of the rare times I'm like, you could have tacked on another 20 minutes.
Yeah, I would have
just
fine with that.
Setting up characters and just establishing emotion.
Well, you know? They did 80% of this movie. 80% was character buildup in the first, you know, like most of the movie. But not
for everybody else.
Right, yeah.
Like, he gets a friend. That guy's his friend now. That's right,
but we don't get anything else on the friend.
He met the girl. That's it. They like each other.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on. Mm-hmm. Like that's the movie. It's like he is so likable, and everybody around him is likable as well, that we'll forgive all of that cheap writing to it. You know what I'm saying?
Like they save the last, you know, what, 15 minutes of the movie for like the real action stuff, like the tournament and all that,
just
which
the
went
tournament.
By really quickly. It all went by in a flash.
It didn't feel like, when it ends, it doesn't feel like it earned that ending. When it happened, it was abrupt.
It was quick. It was like, you know,
it was weird when they cut to a freeze frame, which is very a cliche thing of fighting movies. They cut to a freeze frame, and then they went to the title card. I was like, oh, that was weird.
Yeah.
That's super abrupt. And it came back, but it felt like, oh, man, why did you rush to this ending so quickly? You know, back up. Take it slow. Like, take your time. Establish your world, you know? I was like, damn, you guys should have really done that, and you would have had a really good film on your hands.
Yeah.
This actor, great.
I mean, I think they had a really good film on their hands. I thought he did good. I really understand all of the things that could have been done and maybe should have been taken out of the movie, but still overall, like as a cohesive, you know, film, I thought everybody did great. It hit all those notes for me.
Yeah.
It hit all the notes for me. Yes, the nostalgia was there, but still all the notes. And I went in like so stoked about it, and I'm happy that for once I can say I came out feeling the same way. Because usually if I get, like, you know, really excited over something and then I get let down, like say Wes Anderson, he's my favorite, you know, Asteroid City was not that great to me, so I came out let down. You know, I was like, ah, you know, it's still good filmmaking, of course, it's Wes Anderson, but like this, I knew I was going to have a good time with it, and I totally came out with that good time.
Yeah. I was worried that you would come out and you would see a little bit of what I'm saying, only in the sense that Daniel is very limited in this movie. It's there.
Yeah.
But I would say that 20 minutes?
Yeah. You know, that's what I was saying. Like 80% is like just building up to the moment where we get to see Daniel. And when we do, I'm so happy that I don't even care how long it took to get there.
Okay.
You know?
That's interesting. Like, I thought you would have been like, wow, it's very, it forced, it, well, it's, it's kind of odd, like how it was done. It was
he wasn't going to be in the whole movie. I just had a feeling.
Yeah. I just thought it was going to be more of a, like, setting up, more getting that done. Like, that's why I thought maybe some people would show up and stuff like that. And this movie's not on board with doing that. It's got another story to tell, mm-hmm. and these characters revolve in it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I got that. I get that. I'm confused as to why. But, okay.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm okay with it because I didn't hate any of it. But I will say this movie does have a weird feeling of a TV movie at certain points.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then certain points are very theatrical.
Wow.
I know. Yeah. It was going back and forth with me. I was like, some of this feels oddly cut from somewhere else. You know, I mean, yeah. I don't know how fast they did this movie. I don't know how it was done or when it was filmed. No idea. But at certain points, I was like, something about this seems off in certain scenes, but I'm okay with it. Mm-hmm. I will say that, though, beyond that, the weakest is the villain.
Well, yeah, because
it's just not even, just they no don't even build care. Up.
They just don't care. He's yeah. just, they're just calling him the villain. Like, he's just, yeah. he's just the villain. But, like I said, like, I know that there's a lot of plot points that I could be like, but I came out so happy.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm not going to pick this movie apart. I can, like I do every other movie.
Well, that's what we're doing. We're reviewing it. So we got to give our positives and our,
yeah, I did. I've said that, you know, there was a lot of, like, everything just went by really quickly. They could have added on another 20 minutes and I would have been fine. We just needed a little bit more development on the whole, you know, Ralph Macchio thing. It just kind of just happened. And, you know, he did leave Los Angeles to come to New York.
Which is crazy.
Which is crazy.
Like, it just happens.
But, yeah, there's a lot of little things in there that you're like, oh, okay, what?
Yeah, going back to the villain, I would say that they could have called him Mustachio Twirly, and I would have been okay with it. Like, that's how cliche he is.
Yeah, he's, you know what he reminded me of? He reminded me of Terry Silver. You know, like a mini version of Terry Silver with the ponytail. And that, you know, that biz, and he was tall and skinny and stuff. He just reminded me of him.
A running joke in this movie, I don't know. It's not really a running joke, but to me it was a running joke that every time they showed him, they had to make sure you knew that he likes to kick people in the face.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like everybody, like they establish it and then they show it like a montage over and over of him kicking people in the face.
Yeah.
And I was like, we get it. He's a villain. Right. Like, I get it.
Yeah. And it's one of those things where, like, in the first movie, in the original Karate Kid, how, why would Allie even like Johnny? Because he's such a dick.
Yeah.
It's the same situation here, you know?
Kind of. They did a good job of having the character at least say something that made it make sense.
Yeah.
Like, they knew that it was weird, and they tried to give it an explanation. And I thought it was like, okay, I like what you're doing here, but it's not enough. It still wasn't enough. There was no discussion. It's just, like, happening.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, one thing I would change, since, you know, you want me to say something about my negative thoughts.
Oh, my God, you're reviewing it? Oh, man.
Hey, I'm reviewing it my own way tonight, okay? But I will say, Ming-Na, we know that she can fight. We know she's a badass, okay?
I was expecting something there.
Now, I was hoping that she would have stepped in there and, you know, she had some fighting background or something. But for reasons, and because movie, and there's a plot line in there, we know she doesn't fight. So it's kind of like, that's a missed opportunity, because we know that she's a freaking badass.
They seem like they were setting it up, too. Nothing came of it, I was like, oh.
Yeah, it was very misuse of a really badass actress.
Strange.
I mean, she's one of my top five. If I was in a bar fight, I would want her on my side.
Okay.
That kind of thing. But I feel like I wanted more of her, and I got kind of let down by that. And I knew, so I wasn't like kind of sad and upset that I didn't get as much Macchio as I wanted, because I knew, I went in knowing that he wasn't going to be, you know, front and center on this. You know, he was just going to be like the side guy that shows up and helps. And that's exactly pretty much like what we got.
But, yeah. Can I add one more thing that I got to say negative about it?
Okay.
This made me want to eat pizza. Like, very, very bad. I was waiting for, like, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles to show up.
Oh, my God.
This movie had such a premise around pizza, and every single shot, I was like, damn, that looks good.
Yeah, it does. Like, they showed a lot of pizza because Josh Jackson
talking about pizza
owns a pizza place. Oh,
so many pizza jokes. And I honestly was on board for everything about pizza in this movie.
Yeah.
Every joke landed on me, and every shot of pizza made me hungry. And I was like, damn, I wish I had pizza on me right now.
Oh, my God. All right, just settle down.
I can't help it.
But yeah, overall, I found this to be very enjoyable. I had a great time. There wasn't a moment where I wanted it to end or I was pissed off. I really just enjoyed the heart that was behind this. And it's just so much nostalgia for me. And I could literally watch this go on forever. I mean, as long as Machio is involved somehow. I really had a good time watching it. It was fun. It was a fun movie. So yeah, you know, pick it apart. There are some, you know, it's not a perfect film at all. I'm giving it a 7 because I really had a good time with it. And this is like my first reaction.
Yeah.
So maybe if I mull it over and, you know, I think about it, I'll be like, oh, this was wrong and that was wrong. But coming out, I was pretty happy.
Yeah, that's how I'm landing on it right now. I can see the problems. Like, definitely see where the cracks are. I see the thin premise. But I definitely had a good time watching it. Mm-hmm. And I can't fault the movie. You know, it's doing what it wanted to do. It gave me a fun time. I enjoyed it. I don't hate any of it. I just know it's definitely flawed.
Of course it's flawed. Yeah.
My first gut reaction is to give it a 7 as well. I know over time, I think I can probably see myself falling to a 6, but I definitely right now, I really enjoyed my time with it a lot more than I ever thought I was going to. And I actually really liked this kid, and I was like, man, I want to see this kid do more Jackie Chan-esque stuff.
I mean, he really did. He honored Jackie Chan and his style of fighting so well. I mean, it was wonderful.
There was a lot of great use of his fighting techniques were amazing to watch, but also he was doing physical comedy pretty well.
Yeah, he was.
And so I was very surprised by that. I didn't expect that to work, and I did not expect to really like Joshua Jackson.
Oh, I didn't even know that he was in this.
I knew he was in it. There were some promos, but they're not advertising him in it. But what's interesting about it is I could have watched the movie about him and them two and been fine.
And been fine.
Yeah. I didn't like as much as I like seeing Jackie Chan and Ralph Macchio, mm-hmm. as much as I like all that.
Were you going to say Daniel LaRusso?
Of course. as much as I like seeing them, I would have been okay with a movie about Joshua Jackson and this kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just really liked that.
Yeah, I thought they were great. It was fun. It was a fun movie. And I say, go see it. Support your local theaters. Go see it. Even if the power goes out, just freaking wait. Just wait.
I can't believe we had this long of a power outage. It's insane.
But, you know, luckily it didn't happen when we were in the middle of the movie, because then I would have screamed my head off and lost my whole mind and started freaking out. But yeah, it hadn't started yet when the power went out. So I was like, okay, well, we're just going to wait here. I finished my popcorn, finished my beverage.
And I finished everything early.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't care how long I have to wait here. I'm watching this movie tonight. So yeah, I'm happy. I'm pretty happy with it.
All right. So yeah, that's our thoughts. As always, thanks for listening, everybody. Have a good one. Check out this movie. I think we both recommend it. I think it's a fun one, especially for people who like The Karate Kid. So until next time, have a good one. Bye.
I'm not coming to New York.
I will see you in the Big Apple.